In his budget address last month, Governor Peter Shumlin insisted that lawmakers abandon any bills that might put pressure on property taxes. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some legislators say the Democratic governor isn't following his own advice.
It's a tough budget year for the governor, who has to figure out how to deal with the more than $100 million shortfall in the fund that pays for general government activities. But Shumlin's plan to shore up what's known as the general fund is riling lawmakers. They say the governor is raiding the education fund to fill gaps in the general fund, and legislators, teachers, and school boards say the governor's proposal will ramp up property taxes needed to pay for public schools. Here's Darren Allen, communications director for the Vermont NEA.
It's very simple. Every penny that is diverted from the education fund is a property tax increase on local Vermonters.
Lottery money, for instance, has always gone to the education fund, but Shumlin's proposal uses $2 million in lottery revenues to cover budgetary shortfalls at a home for veterans in Bennington. Shumlin's plan also makes nearly $2 million in cuts to a high school program for incarcerated juveniles. But while the budget for the Community High School of Vermont comes from the education fund, Shumlin plans to use the savings to pay for line items in the general fund. Steve Dale is the head of the Vermont School Boards Association.
So our assumption has been that there will at least be some measure of a property tax relief, since that is front and center. So the notion that actions that we take this year would actually increase property taxes or increase the demands on the education fund don't make a lot of sense.
Administration Secretary Justin Johnson says the governor's plan uses a holistic approach to mitigating the state's budget troubles.
It's pretty simple. You know, we have an education funding challenge. We know that. We also have a pretty significant general fund challenge. And what we're doing is working to try and address both of those.
Johnson says the lottery money being diverted to the general fund comes from a new lotto game being introduced in bars, and that it won't affect existing lottery revenues for education. Johnson says the other measures won't add pressure to the education fund because the administration is using savings that would have accrued to the education fund for other purposes. But Senate Majority Leader Philip Baruth says the proposals violate the spirit of the challenge that Shumlin laid before lawmakers last month.
He's telling us, as the Education Committee, that he would like us to accept a moratorium on unfunded mandates. But if you're going to say that, you can't then, as the administration, begin reducing your general fund deficit by millions of dollars by dipping into the ed fund yourself.
Steve Dale says he's especially worried about the precedent of using lottery money for anything other than public schools.
The mantra has been all proceeds go to the education fund. And I would say it's a significant departure to say that we're going to start generating funds for other purposes.
An economist for the legislature says sales from the new lottery game will likely cannibalize other lottery revenue. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.